Chapter 1. 1 week earlier. Claire.
Yup. I'm about to get fired. Again.
A few minutes ago, my manager called me into his office, which really isn't an office at all, but more like a small break room in the back of the restaurant, right next to the kitchen that my coworkers use for quickies during their lunch breaks. The only other use for it is to bring in unsuspecting workers like yours truly to fire them. Oh, I'm a waitress, by the way. You know, in case you were wondering. And guess what? This is my third waitressing job within the past year that I'm getting let go from. Yay me. So, I'm sitting across from my manager, Wentworth. Yes, his name is Wentworth. What cruel parents he must have had. In his office. And his chubby, wart-infested face is giving me that same nervous, awkward look that I know all too well by now. I know exactly what he's about to say, and I at least don't want to give him the satisfaction of having the first word. "You're firing me, aren't you?" I ask him. His face contorts, and he scratches the back of his neck as he inhales and exhales deeply.
"Yep, I caught the asshole off guard."
He thinks I'm stupid.
"Well, Claire, look, it's not exactly like that,"
he says nervously. "So, what's it like then?" I ask in response, knowing that I've got him on the ropes. The poor jerk-off looks like he doesn't know what to say. He adjusts his hipster thick-framed glasses and takes a sip from the water bottle on his desk. Only thing is, I'm pretty sure the bottle's empty, and he's just sucking air. This guy is actually scared of me. It's so amusing that I almost chuckle out loud. And then I remember that I'm about to get fucking fired.
"Claire, I'm gonna be straight with you,"
he says, clearing his throat and trying to sound macho.
"Over the past few months, you've called out numerous times. When you do come in, you come in late. You're hungover more often than not. You've botched several orders from the customers lately, probably because you were too hungover to take your time to properly write them down. Your attitude towards the customers and your coworkers is lackadaisical. Simply put, you act like you don't want to be here. Tell me I'm wrong."
"But that's not true," I say, even though it's pretty much all true. "I do want to work here. I do want to be here."
"Come on, I don't think even you believe that,"
he says, folding his arms. "It is. I do value this job. I honestly do. I admit, the past few months I haven't been myself. Truth is, I've been going through a little bit of a rough patch lately, mostly because of family drama. Things aren't well with my parents. Look, don't tell anyone, but my mom and stepdad have been fighting a lot, and lately it's getting pretty bad. My stepdad's even threatening to divorce my mom. It's just been really rough dealing with it all, and it's kind of been, like, screwing with me mentally, you know?" "Yeah. None of that is true, by the way."
"Well, if that's the case, then this may be the best thing for you. This will allow you to work out all of your family issues."
Well, shit. That excuse backfired, I think to myself. I can't tell if he's being sincere or screwing with me. I'm pretty sure I see a smirk crack through that ugly, flabby face of his. God, I hate looking at his face so much. "Look," I continue, "I'll level with you. I need this. I need the money. I know I've been screwing up, but I promise I'm gonna make up for it. I swear to God." With his arms still folded, he leans back in his chair and sighs at me. I feel like I'm getting through to him. Truthfully, I really don't even know why I'm fighting so hard to keep this job. I hate it. I hate everything about it. I hate the hours, the tips are bullshit, and I swear, this diner manages to attract the worst human beings in New Jersey. Seriously, You've never seen such snobbish, self-entitled douches until you've been to my diner. Wentworth says my attitude towards the customers is lackadaisical, whatever the hell that means. But if you could see the people I have to deal with on a daily basis, you'd see why I'm so miserable here. God forbid someone's fries are a little too salted, or their burger is a little too medium well. I once had a guy ask for his steak a certain degree between medium rare and medium, but leaning toward medium. What does that even mean? And when his steak arrived, he complained about blood on his plate. Yeah, there was no blood on his plate. And I told him that, which didn't go over too well. And because he complained, I got written up for it. Like I was in fucking middle school or something. That is the kind of crap that I have to look forward to on a daily basis working here. Dealing with whiny jerk-offs who have nothing better to do than to ease their inferiority complex by harassing lowly waitresses barely making $100 a night in tips. And I'm not even going to get into all the borderline sexual harassment from all the pervy middle-aged men who undress you with their eyes as you hand them their deluxe orders of blooming onions. Bottom line, it's a soul-sucking job, and I've been thinking about quitting for the longest time anyway. But as much as I loathe it, it's also kind of convenient for me. It's only about a 10-minute drive from my house. They're usually pretty flexible with the shifts. And up until now, at least, my manager was pretty chill with me coming in late. In fact, he'd always been pretty chill with me in general. Although, I'm pretty sure it's because he wants to fuck me. No, I'm serious. This isn't me feeding my ego or anything like that. Wentworth's been trying to get into my pants since the day he hired me. In fact, he actually asked me out a couple of weeks ago. He had a Groupon or something for the Olive Garden and asked if I wanted to join him. Like, just me and him. I told him politely that I had a boyfriend and that I didn't think it would be appropriate for us to hang out like that. Especially with him being my manager and all. You should have seen the look on the guy's face. Like I had crushed all his hopes and dreams. I then start to wonder if maybe that's what this is all about. Is that why he's firing me?
Claire, Wentworth continues, you're a nice girl, but I just don't think you're a good fit here. I don't think you want to be here, and I can't have servers who don't want to be here. I know you're living at home, so I'm sure that you don't have a lot of bills to worry about, right?
Wow. He really just said that. I try to wrap my head around what the hell me living at home has to do with anything. It really gets under my skin. I rise up from my chair abruptly. You know what, Wentworth? You're absolutely right. I don't want to be here. I just want to say, for the record, that this is all bullshit.
Claire,
fuck this place, and fuck you, too. Can I leave now? He opens his mouth as if he's about to say something, but then stops himself. He clearly wasn't expecting me to come at him like that. He just sighs heavily and nods his head.
Yeah, you can go.
I stomp out of the small, broom-closet-looking office, grab my purse from the coat rack outside of it, and bolt out of the diner as fast as I can. I make sure to purposefully slam the door shut behind me on the way out. I never want to set foot through these doors again. For the next half hour or so, I drive aimlessly around town, trying to let my bad mood run its course. I definitely do not want to go home. I don't want to deal with the inevitable bullshit that I'll have to put up with from my mom. I'm not in the mood for a lecture on how I can't even hold a stupid waitressing job. I text Corey, my boyfriend, and tell him that I'm having a shitty day. I know he's at work, so I ask him to call me back when he has the chance. I really need to hear his voice.
Corey has a way of making me feel at ease, even when I'm having shitty days. One of the many things that I love about him. With him being busy, I decide to text my best friend, Zoe, to see what she's up to. Okay, I use the term best friend very loosely. I have kind of a love-hate relationship with Zoe. I've known her since we were freshmen in high school, and she's really the only one from school that I've kept in touch and still hang out with. But if I'm being honest here, she can annoy the crap out of me, and sometimes I question how much I actually like her. She's more of a convenience friend. Don't act like you don't know what a convenience friend is. Everyone's got at least one of those. Those friends you keep around more out of comfort and convenience, rather than because you actually want to hang out with them. I know that sounds like a really stuck-up thing to say, but hey, it is what it is. Don't get me wrong, she's a cool enough person and she makes me laugh a lot, but she can be so full of herself sometimes. One of those girls who's too hot for her own good, you know? And she is hot, I won't lie. She always turns heads when we go out together. She's one of those picture-perfect Instagram model types. Long black hair, green eyes, pouty lips, a super fit body with curves in all the right places. And believe me, she knows it too. She loves to flaunt that Kardashian-sized butt of hers like it's nobody's business. I guess that's why she has 18,000 followers on Instagram, and I only have, like, a few hundred. I know all of that makes me sound like I'm just jealous of her, right? I guess maybe I am a little bit. It's hard not to sometimes feel a little inferior whenever I'm next to her. She practically oozes sex and confidence, and the girl uses her sexuality like a weapon. Maybe I secretly admire that about her, even if I'd never admit that out loud. Don't get me wrong, I don't think I'm that bad myself. In fact, I think I'm pretty cute. Although I'm not what I used to be, that's for sure. I used to have an athletic body. I was really toned in my stomach and legs because I'd exercise regularly. Now, not so much. I'm becoming flabbier than I want to be in all the wrong places, and it's starting to become a little noticeable. I'm trying to do something about it. It's just that it's hard to get back into the consistent exercise routine like before. I jog occasionally and take Zumba classes once a month-ish. Hey, it's better than nothing, right? Zoe texts me back shortly after, saying that she's about to go on her lunch break at her job at the mall and that I should swing by and keep her company. Luckily, the mall is nearby, so I take her up on her offer. I figure I'll kill some time with her and maybe do some window shopping for a couple of hours. Anything to avoid going home. About 20 minutes later, I find myself strolling the mall and making my way over to Macy's. I walk by an Abercrombie & Fitch store and notice a Help Wanted ad on the windowsill. For a moment, I toy with the idea of dropping by and filling out an application until I realize, who the fuck am I kidding? I wouldn't be caught dead working at that place. Not too long after, I finally arrive at Macy's and head over to the cosmetics section where Zoe works. I see her leaning over the perfume counter with her chin resting in one hand as the other is scrolling away on her phone. She's clearly super busy. As soon as she sees me, her eyes light up as if she hasn't seen me in a long time. She runs over and hugs the hell out of me. She reeks of Coco Chanel perfume. "Hey," she says in excitement. "Hey, what's up?" I reply. "I feel like I haven't seen you in forever." "It's only been like 2 weeks," I say, trying to gently slide my way out of her hug. "Yeah, I know, but it feels like an eternity ago, doesn't it?" she asks. "Yeah, sure does," I say. Zoe's kind of a bubbly character. She's always happy and perky, which is sometimes entertaining and sometimes kind of like, ugh, enough already. Anyway, I'm glad that you came over. This day's been dragging like crazy, she says.
Grabbing her purse from the counter, she waves to her manager, signaling that she's going on break.
Come on, let's get something to eat. I'm starving, she says.
Sure, Genus? I ask.
You read my mind, she says with a wide grin.
Moments later, we head to Gina's Grill in the mall's food court.
Zoe gets herself a cheeseburger, fries, and a vanilla shake, and I get a banana and kale smoothie with a garden salad. I don't know how the hell she's able to eat stuff like that and maintain her drop-dead perfect figure. It just completely baffles me. I guess she's one of those lucky girls where it all goes to her hips. I only wish my body worked like that. I unfortunately have no metabolism whatsoever, so I have to constantly watch what I eat, especially since I'm trying to lose this stupid gut. Thus, me being stuck eating crappy garden salads. Freaking genetics. I watch as she takes out her cell phone, snaps a picture of her food, and posts it on Instagram with the hashtags #IDGAF, #cheatday. And then she has the nerve to tag me in her cheeseburger pic. As Zoe gorges down her food, I unload my woes on her and tell her about how I have just gotten fired from the diner.
Seriously? She says, sounding surprised. He fired you just like that?
Pretty much, I reply.
Did he, like, give a reason?
I don't know. He was being really vague and everything. It's probably because he caught me texting in front of the customers or something. I say, looking down at my salad and stabbing the lettuce with my fork.
That's such bullshit. I text in front of the customers all the time and no one cares, she says with her mouth half full of dead cow and mayonnaise threatening to drip from it.
Yeah, well, no such luck with me.
Your manager always sounded like such a creeper anyway from what you've told me about him. Actually, wait, didn't you tell me that he had asked you out a few weeks ago?
He sure did, and I gently turned him down, I say, looking down at my fork full of lettuce, tomato, and cucumber, and realizing that I don't want to eat any of this shit. I push my salad bowl aside and sip on my green smoothie, which isn't that much better.
Ugh, that is gross. I wouldn't touch that guy with a 10-foot pole, she says.
Seriously, I'd like to smack the crap out of him with a 10-foot pole, I say, smirking.
Do you think that's why he fired you then? As payback for turning him down?
I don't know. Maybe. Either way, I'm kind of over it already. It just kind of sucks because now I've got to find another job. And I really don't feel like going through all that shit again, you know?
Yeah, no, I totally get it, she says.
There's a brief silence as we both sip our drinks. I'm now wishing that I had gotten a burger and shake like Zoe. She then gives me this look of pity, like she genuinely feels bad for poor little old me.
Maybe I could see if there's an opening in my department at Macy's, she asks.
Nah, it's okay, I say to her.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm not really interested. I don't want to do retail again. I had already worked at one of the clothing outlets here a few years ago, and it was a miserable experience. I much prefer waitressing to folding clothes all day and cleaning out rank-smelling dressing rooms.
I appreciate the offer, though, I say, but I'll figure something out.
There is another slight, awkward silence between us as Zoe slurps the last of her shake.
Well, I do have a little bit of good news, she says.
Oh yeah? What's up? I ask.
Yesterday, I got a letter in the mail from Stony Brook.
And?
I got accepted into their nursing internship program, she says with a super excited look on her face, shaking her fists in a victory-like motion.
Oh my God, are you serious?
I know, right?
I really don't get it.
This girl is the last person on this planet that I would trust with a needle, and the Zoe I know wouldn't be caught dead in a pair of scrubs. She had been taking pre-med courses at Stony Brook for a little bit, but I really didn't expect her to last long. For as long as I've known her, she's hated school and studying as much as I do. But I guess one day she must have had an epiphany or some shit and decided that she wanted to go out and save the world. She doesn't talk about it a lot. Or maybe she does and I just don't listen. Either way, I'm really surprised to hear that she's actually going to do a nursing internship. I can't help but wonder how, like everything else with this girl, she pulled this off. Why does she have everything so easy? Sorry. I'm trying my best to tone down the whole jealousy thing. I fake a smile and pretend to be happy for her. Zoe, that is so awesome. I'm so happy for you. Thanks. I'm so excited. I mean, it's going to kind of suck because it means a lot more school and more debt and studying, but hopefully this will mean in a few years I can stop selling makeup and perfume for a living. You're a better person than me. I don't think I have that kind of patience, I say. She then tilts her head and squints her eyes at me in such a way that it looks like she's about to suggest something stupid. You should consider it. Consider what? I ask. Going back to school. See? I told you. Huh. Yeah. Good one. I'm serious, Claire, she says, while actually trying to appear serious. Why don't you? I sigh. I don't know. I guess I've thought about it every now and then. But I really think it'd just be a waste of time. I kind of thought that too at first. But what the fuck else do we have going on? Even though I know she means well, her preachiness starts to aggravate me. I'm sorry, but I cannot take her seriously. This is a girl who lives and dies on VH1, TMZ, and BuzzFeed, and whose favorite book is 50 fucking Shades. This is someone who's trying to talk to me about life goals? Yeah, no. The truth is, school was never really my thing. I was never a bad student or anything. My grades were always decent. College was a different story. I went through 2 years of community college at Brookdale, but it was more out of pressure from my mother than anything. Boy, was that a mistake. I took all sorts of dumb classes. None of it interested me. After 2 years, I realized that the college thing just wasn't for me, and I dropped out. I figured, why waste the money, right? I never heard the end of it from my mother, though. I'm just saying, Zoe continues, I think you should consider it. We are two young, attractive 24-year-old women with our whole lives ahead of us. But we're not getting any younger. I mean, if you want, I could help you. I am not going back to school, Zoe. Can we please drop this? I don't even mean to snap at her, but the topic is really starting to get old fast. In typical Zoe fashion, instead of backing off, she sprinkles salt on the wound. Well, what do you want to do with your life then? She asks. What? I ask, pretending not to hear her question. What do you want to do, like, eventually? Where do you want to be 5 years from now? What are you, a freaking guidance counselor? Come on, Claire. Haven't you thought about that at all? She asks, raising her eyebrow at me. I pause for a moment, and I look down at my smoothie as I twirl my straw around in it. I have thought about it. I say, sighing. And? I don't know. You don't know? She asks, looking confused. You don't know what? I don't know what I want to do with my life. I just don't know. I wish I did, but I don't. I guess I'm still figuring that part out. I think at this point, she starts to feel bad that she had even brought the whole thing up, and tries to desperately change the subject.
Well, hey, look, it could always be worse for the both of us.
How could it be worse?
Well, I don't know. Look what happened to Jennifer Walker.
Jennifer who? I ask, not knowing who the hell she's talking about. Her jaw drops as she looks at me.
Jennifer Walker? You seriously don't know who that is? She asks.
I shrug my shoulders in response.
You know, the girl from our high school who got kidnapped a couple of weeks ago? It was all over the local news and Facebook and stuff. I'm pretty sure I tagged you in a post about it.
Oh, well, I don't really watch the news. It just depresses the hell out of me. And I haven't really been that active on Facebook lately.
So, she got kidnapped?
Yeah, it was a whole thing. She disappeared a couple of weeks ago. Some kidnappers contacted her parents and demanded, like, this huge ransom because her parents are filthy rich, apparently. They had her tied up and freaking locked in a basement for almost 2 weeks with barely any food or water.
I placed my hand over my mouth in shock. Holy shit, are you serious? So, wait, what happened?
The parents paid the ransom and they gave Jennifer back. But they say she's completely traumatized by the experience, and the kidnappers are still out there.
Even though I don't follow the news, I am shocked that I didn't hear about this.
Jesus. Wow, that's insane. Yeah, I can't believe you haven't heard of it. She's from our high school, too. I think she was a grade younger than us. I mean, I never really talked to her or anything, but it's still fucking horrible. And scary, too. If you think about it, something like that could happen to any of us. There's a lot of sick people out there.
Yeah, no kidding. Poor girl. Can you imagine getting kidnapped like that? I ask. Zoe rests her chin on her palms, and her eyes roll back like she's actually contemplating the scenario.
If it happened to me, I'd probably be royally screwed because my parents can barely pay their mortgage. So there's that. You, on the other hand, might have a shot since your folks are loaded.
I shoot her a narrow-eyed look. Oh, please. I don't think my mother would even bother paying the ransom in the first place if I ever got kidnapped.
She rolls her eyes at me and says, Claire, whatever. You're her child. Of course she'd pay the ransom. I think any mother would if they could.
As the thought rolls around in my mind, I say, Yeah, maybe you're right.
So, this conversation got dark all of a sudden, didn't it? She asks with a what-the-fuck-was-I-thinking look on her face.
Yeah, just a little bit, I say, and we both nervously laugh together.
Okay, change of subject. Let's go out tonight, she suggests eagerly.
Tonight?
Yeah, why not?
It's Tuesday.
Your point being?
I have no rebuttal to that, so I smile and easily cave in. Sure, why not? I could definitely use a drink after all this.
That's the spirit, she says, smiling cheerfully at me.
Another thing about Zoe, she's a party girl. Always has been. If she hadn't chosen this alleged nursing career path, I could have just as easily seen her become a club promoter or something. In our younger, wilder days, she always managed to get us into the most exclusive clubs and bars in Jersey and New York. She just had one of those super outgoing personalities that always seemed to get her places, you know? Those were really fun times, though, back when we didn't have a care in the world. So, where are we going tonight, then? I ask, slurping down the last of my smoothie.
Zoe gives me a mischievous smile and says, Bar Ecstasy.
Bar E? We haven't been there in forever.
I know, that's why we're going back. My roommate's boyfriend is a bouncer there. He can get us in for free.
Okay, you've sold me. I'm in.
Awesome. I think a girl's night out is just what you need.
Actually, is it okay if I bring Corey? I ask, almost worried that it'll burst her bubble.
Yeah, that's cool, she says enthusiastically.
Are you sure? I ask.
Of course, you know I love Corey. I know you love ogling him, I say, smirking at her.
What can I say? He's hot, she says, winking at me.
Easy there, I say, my hands motioning to her to calm down. I think you're drooling a little.
Well, Corey's a hell of a catch, you know?
I smile as I realize how right she is. Corey is one of the few good ones. Plus, he's seriously the perfect package. He's tall, cute, in shape, funny, and he has his own place. Well, he shares it with two other roommates, but it's still his own place. At least he's not living at home, like me. As cheesy as it sounds, Corey really is the one good thing in my life right now.
I wish I could find which bar guys like Corey hang out in, Zoe continues. Apparently, cute and honest guys are an endangered species, and you snagged the last of them.
Zoe, look at yourself. You're hot. You're telling me you can't find a decent guy?
I'm saying that I can't find a guy who doesn't just want to stick his cock in me from behind and come all over my tits every 5 minutes.
Huh. And here I was thinking that you loved it doggy style, I say, smirking at her.
Well, I do, but shut up, she says, smiling back.
The two of us laugh, and I'm reminded of why I keep this girl around.
Seriously, she says, you are so lucky to have him, Claire.
You're right, I say, smiling. I am lucky.